from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, a Minnesota resident dead in Somalia. The death toll from the massive truck bombing in the Somali capital of Mogadishu over the weekend has topped 270. A Minnesota man, it turns out, is one of the victims after a truck bomb went off Saturday in what is being described as the deadliest terror attack in the East African country's history. Ahmed Abdikarin Iyo was resting in his Mogadishu hotel when the blast ripped the building apart and killed him. His mosque, the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in Bloomington, Minnesota, says that Iyo leaves behind a wife and three children in Minnesota. His brother, Bashir Iyo, spoke with reporters.
And he's a great father. And he was a service community. He was sad at this time, and very sad.
Angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab. The militant group, which often claims attacks in Mogadishu, has so far stayed silent. Deakin University's Greg Barton says the magnitude of the attack is a surprise, but not the attack itself.
The scale of this attack and the brutality captures our imagination, and the international community once again pays attention to Shabaab. It wouldn't come as news to anyone living in Somalia or Kenya.
Hundreds were wounded in the attack in Mogadishu, and the Somali government has called for 3 days of national mourning. Iraqi forces have captured a key airbase north of the city of Kirkuk, along with several positions to the south, following a call by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to reclaim control of the disputed area from Kurdish forces. Kurds have controlled Kirkuk city since pushing out Islamic State fighters who swept into Iraq back in 2014. This is VOA News.